Search the Scriptures. January 6, 1906. Typed. I have a decided message from the Lord for the people who claim to believe the truth for this time. I can but present before them their danger. I look upon so many who are unconverted, and yet members of the church, having lost their first love. No one can stand before God with any excuse for backsliding and continuing in a cold, lifeless condition spiritually. Christ has given every encouragement for His disciples to grow in grace. Come unto me, He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. If you remain servants of sin, the result of the consequence will rest upon you. But you have had the light. We are not to turn from the One mighty in counsel to ask guidance of men and to be their servants. Let those who are inclined to do this read and receive the Bible as the oracles of God. The Bible is the voice of God to His people. As we study the living oracles, we are to remember that God is speaking to His people out of His Word. We are to make this Word the man of our counsel. If we only realized the importance of studying the Scriptures, how much more diligently we would study them. Search the Scriptures, Christ said, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John 5:39. With what awe we would take the inspired Word and with earnest desire search its pages, beginning a new life of genuine experience in the things of God. The Scriptures would be opened and read as the sure evidence of God's will concerning us. The Bible is to be studied with special interest, for it contains the most valuable information that mortal beings can have, pointing out the right way to prepare for the coming of the Son of Man in the clouds of heaven, to gather to Himself those who have received Him as their Savior, and most determinedly shaped their characters after His likeness, putting away sin and putting on the white robes of character that will give them entrance to the mansions that Christ told His disciples He was going away to prepare for them. If I go away, He said, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:3. If we do not receive the Word of God as food for the soul, we will miss the greatest treasure that has been prepared for men and women. For the Word is a message to each and every soul. Christ declares that those who make its truths a part of their lives are eating His flesh and drinking His blood. If obeyed, it gives spiritual life and strength. The pure spiritual current that enters the life in a living experience is eternal life to the receiver. God's Word is our light. It is Christ's message to His heritage, bought with the price of His own blood. It was written for our guidance, and in making this Word our counselor, we shall never walk in strange paths. Our characters will become like the character of Jesus Christ. Our words, whether we are in the home or associating with those outside the home, will be kind and affectionate and pure. If we study the Word and make it a part of our lives, as represented by the words, eating the Word, we shall have a wholesome experience, which will always speak forth the truth. We shall search our hearts diligently, comparing our daily speech in tenor of work with the Word, that we may make no mistake. With the example of Christ Jesus before us, none need make a failure of the life work. In our daily experience, we shall be safe in criticizing ourselves in the light of the great moral standard of righteousness, which never changes. The law of God is perfect, converting the soul. And when the whole being is brought into harmony with God, it will be seen that we are eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of God. The spiritual life is built up from the food given to the mind, and if we eat the food provided in the Word of God, spiritual and mental and physical health will be the result. Eternal interests are involved in this matter. The Bible, diligently studied, its truths eaten, will prove to be the highest education that we can possibly have. It must not be neglected for any other interest. No other food can build up the spiritual life. My brethren and sisters, do not depend upon minister or physician to create your experience for you. The Word of God is to be your counselor. I am deeply in earnest because this instruction, in most forcible words, has been given me to give to our church members.
We are each deciding our eternal destiny, and it rests wholly with us whether we shall gain eternal life. Will we live the lessons given in the Word of God, Christ's great lesson book? It is the grandest and yet the most simply arranged and easily understood book ever prepared for giving an education in proper behavior, in speech, in manners, in affection. It is the only book that will prepare human beings for the life that measures with the life of God. And those who make this word their daily study are the only ones who are worthy of receiving a diploma entitling them to educate and train the children for entrance into the higher school, to be crowned as victorious overcomers. Christ Jesus is the only judge of the fitness of human agents to receive eternal life. The gates of the holy city will open to those who have been humble, meek, lowly followers of His, having learned their lessons from Him and received from Him their life insurance policy, forming characters after the divine similitude. Last night I was standing before a congregation, calling their attention to the way to obtain the life insurance policy by living upon the plan of addition. Read the first chapter of 2 Peter. I now call upon all who desire to obtain the eternal life insurance policy, no longer to listen to the words of ministers or doctors who have never studied the Word with the determined purpose of carrying out the principles of the teaching of Christ, but who have come to suppose that they can be a law unto themselves. If they continue to carry on the same process of character building that they have carried on in the past, they will at last find themselves outside the gates of the city of God, with that company who supposed that they could take the city and hold it as their property, though they had no right to it. They are disqualified by disobedience for becoming loyal citizens of the kingdom of God. Let all who shall see these words in print, all who shall read them, all to whose notice they shall come remember that they are truth, a solemn, earnest warning. I know that in the hearts of our people there is a large work to be done. Oh, how grateful I should be if I could see a deep, thorough work accomplished in the hearts of all. Purification of soul is needed. Let us begin at once to take out of our hearts the root of bitterness. Let us consider the time in which we are living, the nearness of the end, and the work that God expects us to do.